This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on the Live Feed, we'll be talking with Randy Brown, a Texas-based singer, songwriter, and performing philosopher. We will be listening to some of his live performance, as well as talking with him about his music style, the subject matter of his songs, and his ambitions as a musician. This is Juan Galarza. I'm talking with Randy Brown, and you're listening to the Live Feed. So, Randy, where are you from, and what brings you to Minnesota?
Oh, okay. I'm from the eastern part of Texas, a little town by the name of Mineola. I've lived there in that town for about 40 years. To tell you the truth, the story about what brings me here is interesting to me. My wife and I just retired. I turned 60 years old last week. And I decided what I wanted to do for a living was to be a touring songwriter. I've been a songwriter all my life, played around a lot, but never had the time to come tour. Spent some time here in Minnesota up on Rainy Lake out of International Falls at a songwriter's retreat last year and just fell in love with the area. So I got on the phone, got on the internet, and booked a bunch of gigs up here, and here I am. This is my second week, and I'm just having a ball.
What other states have you performed in besides Minnesota and probably Texas?
Minnesota, Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin just the other night, and then I'm on my way down to Kansas. And in Colorado also, hoping to get probably about 10 or 12 more states before next year's over. So then we'll go up the West Coast next year. So,
which has been your favorite place to perform so far?
Oh, my favorite place. Well, this is a great place right here. It's got the coolest vibe. I walked in, I went, oh man, this is really neat. I enjoy places like this where it's just kind of casual people that walk in, and I really love to play house concerts. And house concerts are where people invite you to their home and they invite a bunch of friends to come over, and they come around, they sit there, and you play music and just have a great time. And I think, to be honest, that's about my favorite thing to do is house concerts, because you get to meet people on a little bit different basis. You can sit down and talk to them because they're going to hang around and everything. So.
I was just floored by the trees. We drove over into Wisconsin. I played over there at the Acoustic Cafe in Eau Claire the other night, and just the trees were just in full autumn, and we won't see autumn for another month and a half at my house. But I wrote this song last year. It was inspired by the aspen trees of Colorado. This is to the autumn here. It's called Leaves of Aspen. Across the great divide, I hear the chorus rising, singing songs I do not know, but their harmonies enticing, all inhibitions lost. Oh, the fire burns within them. So soon they all will fly, crying, freedom, freedom, freedom. Across the countryside I see them. They are dancing with abandon, glowing golden in the sun. The air is filled with their surrender, but they are sure to come again. Oh, as if by Holy Scripture, their secrets written on the sky. The trees no longer need them. I would follow what they taught. Oh, if I knew how to read them. Across the countryside I see. They are dead.
free. Some fine day, I too will fly away. Do not shed your tears for me. Across the countryside,
tell the truth now. I just turned 60 years old last week. Yeah, well, nah, I don't know, I'm proud of that. And, but as a songwriter, what I do is when something bothers me, I just write a song about it. So I wrote this song as a birthday song to myself, but if any of you feel it applies to you, you're welcome to take it. It's called Suit. Well, looking in the mirror, this suit seen better days. It's a little baggy in the seat, it could use a couple pleats. With alterations, it might only fit okay. Well, the colors have all faded, it's got a lot of spots and stains. Too many wrinkles to repair, should have taken better care. It's my own damn fault I sit here and complain. See the image in the mirror, it's not what I remember. Just tell me, this can't be the truth. Well, what happened to my birthday suit? It used to fit me like a glove, not a wrinkle, sag, or bulge. Like a baby's behind, show me yours, I'll show you mine. Now I mostly keep it covered up, but the image in the mirror, well, it's not what I remember. Just tell me, how can this be the truth? What happened to my birthday suit? See, there's too many candles, too much cake. I'd make a wish, it's too late. 'Cause the image in the mirror, well, it's not what I remember. Just tell me, how can this be the truth? What happened to my birthday? What happened to my birthday? What happened to my birthday suit?
We are back at the Acoustic talking with Randy Brown. What sound do you consider yourself to be?
I guess probably I kind of straddle Americana and folk pretty much. Probably I consider myself more on the folk side, but genres are so blurred these days. I really, if I come up with a song that has a jazz feel to it, I'm going to sing it. I don't care. I'm a songwriter. I do whatever happens to come out. And you know, singer-songwriter is probably the closest. That's kind of a new genre. I think they're calling it that. So that works for me.
What instruments do you like to use?
Well, when I'm touring like this, I play quite a few instruments, but mainly touring, I play mandolin a little bit, and I play guitar. I use a lot of tunings on my guitar and a lot of capos to kind of keep the sound varied. One guy with a guitar can get pretty boring pretty quick, so you kind of have to use a lot of different techniques to keep the music fresh and keep it flowing and keep me interested. I get bored easy.
How long have you been playing and touring?
Whoa, okay. touring like this. This is actually my first tour. I've toured around the South, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Texas for several years, both solo and as part of a trio I used to play with. And playing music, oh man, I started playing guitar when I was 10, so that means I've been playing for 50 years. And I wrote my first song when I was 14. I've probably written probably 300 or 400 songs.
How many CDs have you recorded?
This, I'm working on my fourth right now. The last two, well, actually my fifth. There was a cassette that was released back in the 80s that is no longer in print, and I'm glad. And it was called Time and Luck. And then I released two CDs with a vocal group I was with called Jealousy Motel in Texas. And it was all original music, and most of the songs were mine. Then I released another solo CD about 4 years ago called Dream Big. And then my new CD, which is all but finished. We've got to mix it when I get back home the end of this month. It's going to be called But Wait, There's More.
And when's that coming out?
December, January, I hope.
How do you describe performing in front of a live crowd?
Oh, it's really invigorating. It's like an audience is like an amplifier. You put energy out to them, and they send it back to you, and you send it back to them. And when things are perfect, and those nights don't happen, but you keep doing it because of it, you know, you feel like you're levitating, and the audience is levitating too. That's the magic. That's why I do it. I mean, it's for the high, because that's what it really is.
All there was to listen to on the radio was Faith Healers on AM radio. And this song's dedicated to all of those guys. It's 2 a.m. Border radio guy. Well, he's talking to me. He says, save your soul, son. Just send me money. I already knew it. There ain't anything free. Will I tune that dial just a little bit higher? The DJ said I'm Bobby Boogie, all along, no headlights. In my rearview mirror, I know that voice. What's to come in my old world tomorrow with Graceland 80 miles ahead? Through the crackling static and fading reception, messages lost in the atmosphere, distant whispers failing. Yeah.
nobody.
Title song off my new CD. It was actually inspired by a great novel by the name of Gilead that I read, but I also like to say it was from every late night infomercial you've ever heard too. Sun's light never falters. The earth just spins around then, and it makes morning and evening from that one light that has no end. I am my own civilization, built on the ruins of those before. I hear their voices all around. There's more. We are all secrets from each other, deeper than a thunderstorm, darker than a lonely midnight call, each with a language all our own. We're all old and hungry castaways, washed up gasping on this shore. And I can't tell you how I know this, but wait, there's more. Watch my children born, buried loved ones need this mud. Where's the sound in my cupped hand? Is it the sea or only blood? That dial, don't change the channel, 'cause this is not finished yet. You know there's so much more than meets the eye, more than even hope expects. So let the TV chant its mantra, the pitchmen plead, the shills implore their never-ending rest. Okay, all I have to say about this song here is I can promise no religions were harmed in the writing of it. This is what I call roll your own theology. It's based on the way some folks talk where I live in Texas, loosely. If I can get it set up. There we go. Need a little help there. Called Lloyd. And the people cried, Lord, Lord, Lord. We all feel guilty, sad, and bored. You know, we think we've been ignored. We could use some help here. He appeared leaning up against the wall, wholly faded overalls, his big cheek full of red man chaw, one gal is swinging free. He said, now you know the name's not Lord, it's Lloyd. But I don't get annoyed, you see I really do enjoy, I'm unexpected. And they said, hey, you can't be the Lord, just some dumbass country boy, you must be nuts and unemployed. He started grinning, and there appeared a pile of lumber, and they all stood slack-jawed in wonder, and he laughed so loud it thundered, and he built a Ferris wheel. He said, you know, life's just like this wheel. The up and downs, they seem so real, no matter how they make you feel, it's all illusion. There's no heaven, no hell, no sin, just a wheel that spins and spins, and on it never ends, forever. And then he turned and he walked away. He said, I'll leave you kids to play, enjoy every single day, they are my present. And the people cried, Lloyd, 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 our faith has been restored. We no longer feel ignored. Please visit us every day. So what if God were a country boy, and his name were really Lloyd, and he told us life was to enjoy and not feel guilty.
We are back with performing philosopher Randy Brown. On your website, I saw Randy Brown performing philosopher. What do you mean by that?
My subject matter and the songs you've heard so far, and far and most of the songs, typically don't hit the normal topics that songs hit. I write about philosophy. I write about science. I write about theology. I don't write a lot of love songs. I feel like that ground's been plowed pretty thoroughly. And that doesn't mean every generation has to plow it because it's new to them. But I've done that in the past, and now I write about things that concern me, life and death and the things that are important to me, because that's what you have to write about. I can't do assignments.
What's your creative process like?
Well, it depends, but most of the time I'll just sit down in a quiet place and just kind of start writing. Sometimes with the guitar, and I'll find a groove or find something that feels good, and it will suggest words to or melody to me. Sometimes I have a melody and I have to find the words to it, and sometimes they both come together. Just it depends. It's always a mystery, and that's the magic part about it. You might write five songs this week, and you just pray to God that you'll be able to write one the next 5 years. You never can tell. It is a mystery.
Well, about almost 3 years ago, I became a granddad. Never thought anything could be that much fun, and you don't have to worry about the results of what you do. But I wanted to write a song for my granddaughter to sing with me. And actually, when she was born, the song, and I've been working on the song for 7 years. Sometimes songs take a long time. It's kind of like a tree. You can't rush it. You just kind of have to let it happen. Keep it watered, and one day it's finished. That's where this song came from. I wrote this for her to sing with me. It's going to be on my new CD, too. It's called Snowflake. Tumble by, oh, as they tumble by, they
they sing. Surprise. That dirty bum, he had conviction in his eyes. He took my sincere desire to help, and all my good intentions turned them back upon themselves. You know, he was trouble. Yeah, he was trouble. When he said, some trouble's just a trick of light. Look at it just right, just right. All that confusion from an optical illusion. Like that road to hell. So my good intentions didn't serve me very well, but you take your chances, I guess. Yeah, you plant those seeds. With a little luck, you get back something that you need, like trouble. Just like trouble. He said, some trouble's just a trick of life.
We are back talking with Randy Brown about what it's like to be a musician. What's your favorite part about being a musician?
Everything. Everything. Even driving long distances. Yeah, the traffic tickets aren't too much fun, but no, it's a lot of fun. You know, I've always said that, you know, playing music is hours of boredom, you know, punctuated by just a few moments of sheer terror. That's kind of the way it really is. I mean, I suffer from really bad stage fright. I always have. I'm scared to death every time before I crawl on stage. Give me two songs under my belt and I can conquer the world. But we keep doing it because we enjoy doing it. And I find a lot of my friends are like that too. So,
what do you consider to be the hardest part about being a musician?
Self-promotion, promoting myself, going out, talking people into booking me, talking people into buying product, you know, talking to the radio station, getting to come down and interview you. All those things are very difficult for me because I would like to think my music speaks for itself, but there's a lot of people out here doing this. And so you got to stand out and you got to, you know, you got to believe in yourself until you're rich enough to pay somebody to believe in you, and not there yet.
Do you have any plans for your future as a musician?
Keep on playing till the money runs out. That's my attitude. I'm going to keep doing it till I can't do it anymore for health or whatever. But this is what I've done this forever, and doing it full time now. I'm, you know, just till I can't do it anymore.
I was asked last year. I got a call from a ministerial alliance in a little town, in a small city. Named Tyler, Texas, close to where I live, and they asked me to write a song to memorialize the 10th anniversary of 9/11. And I went, oh, come on, man, you gotta be kidding me. How can you even come close to dealing with that in a song? And I thought about it, and I remembered a picture by a photographer by the name of Richard Drew. It's called The Falling Man. It's probably, to me, for the time of 9/11, it's the most powerful picture. And there's no smoke, there's no flames. All it is Tower One in the background and one man in midair, upside down. He looks like he's taking a walk in the park. It's absolutely, for me, it's the most powerful picture because it personalized that whole thing. And that's the beauty of photography and a lot of art. And, you know, with a song, you got 3 minutes to do the same thing. And I decided I can't deal with 9/11 from the perspective of all the people and all the sorrow. I had to deal with it from the perspective of that one guy. So I wrote this song. It's called The Falling Man. September sky, ordinary day, the sound of planes, sirens, screams, the flames. The trap was sprung in heat and smoke. It was the fate, it was the brunt of fate's own dirty joke. Maybe he jumped, perhaps he fell, or he thought that he might fly and try to save himself. Such perfect grace in the face of despair. Frozen 80 stories in midair. Is the falling man. Falling man, falling man, heart and bone, steel and glass. You know they burn like so much paper into smoke and ash. The ashes rose, the spirit flew. And even God looked down upon us, his tears fell too, like the falling man, falling man. There is more than darkness in the heart of grief. And I'll take that leap, arms open wide, in forgiveness, letting God and gravity decide. Like the falling man, falling man. Song, I have not recorded that song officially, but there is a demo recording of it on the website. Okay, let's have something a little lighter. How many physicists do we have here? No hands. Well, dadgummit. You never know, in a college town, sometime. I write a lot of songs about quantum mechanics. Yes, I know, it's strange. I'm probably the number one songwriter in the world for songs about quantum mechanics. I've got two. That's the only two songs I know of about quantum mechanics. But there's a famous thought experiment that was performed by a famous physicist who was a contemporary of Albert Einstein by the name of Erwin Schrödinger. And Erwin didn't hurt his cat, but he had this thought experiment trying to explain the quantum uncertainty principle, and he said, okay, what if I put my cat in a box and there was a 50% chance that within an hour it would be dead? Well, during that hour, when you don't know if it's dead or alive, it's both dead and alive at the same time. Yeah, that's a weird thought, I know, but that was what Schrodinger said about his cat. Well, I thought, you know, if I was Schrodinger's cat, I would be really worried about it. So I wrote a song for the cat. And guess what? It's called Schrodinger's Cat. And by the way, if you care to, this is what I like to refer to as the much-beloved folk sing-along. The chorus, you can sing along. I'll teach it to you real quick. You can sing or not, but I'm taking names. Just remember that. Here's the chorus. It goes like this. This is your part. Well, sometimes I feel like Schrodinger's cat, stuck in my box, trapped like a rat, uncertain when the curtain's gonna fall on this act. I feel exactly like Schrodinger's cat. That's all there is to it. You don't even have to play the guitar part. Okay, this is how it goes. Erwin Schrodinger, a scientific gunslinger, he did his best work in his head. And he conceived of a test where his kitty might rest, and no one would know if he's alive or he's dead. And if you should see, take a quick peek so the cat's final fate could be known, then perhaps the kitty fear might no longer be here when his quantum wave function collapsed. Well, sometimes I feel like Schrodinger's cat, stuck in my box, trapped like a rat, uncertain when the curtain's gonna fall on this act. I feel exactly like Schrodinger's cat. That wasn't that hard, was it? Lesson continues. Erwin passed on 1961. And as for the cat, I can't say. But for argument's sake, time gives and it takes. And maybe, just maybe, he's still here today. But after deep introspection, feel a connection with the victim of Erwin's mind game. The kitty lives on. Song, though I never found out his name. Here it comes. Well, sometimes I feel like Schrodinger's cat, stuck in my box, trapped like a rat, uncertain when the curtain's gonna fall on his act. Feel exactly like Schrodinger's cat. Einstein said that God does not shoot dice. He really said that. No, I think he liked the roulette wheel, the most elegant of lives. And I said that. But when his last chip has been wagered, and all the rest are lost and stacked, then just like that cat, my fate is sealed by one single random act. Well, sometimes I feel like Schrodinger's cat, stuck in my box, trapped like a rat, uncertain when the curtain's gonna fall on his head. Exactly like Schrodinger. Exactly like Schrodinger. Precisely. Cat.
We are back talking with Randy Brown about his influences.
Do you have any artists that have influenced you or that you like to listen to?
Most of the artists I listen to actually are friends. I go to the Kerrville Folk Festival in Kerrville, Texas every year, which is a huge hangout for songwriters. Last 18 days, and it's just fabulous. Some songwriters from this area, like John Smith, who lives just right over across the river over here, tours around a lot as a friend. I'd say he's been a big influence. Some other people that are a little bit better known would be the late, great Towns Van Zandt, guys like Jimmy Webb. There's a lot of great new songwriters out there, and I keep discovering people. Daryl Scott, Tim O'Brien, I could just keep naming them. Anybody that writes a good song, I'm a fan of. And there's a lot of them out there.
So in Texas, country's really big. How does that influence you and the music scene down there?
It doesn't influence the music scene as much as you would think. Country music is really big in the rural areas, which is I'm from, but the singer-songwriter scene is huge in Texas. Songwriters have a long, long tradition in Texas. A lot of great songwriters have come from Texas. Some of them of the country genre, many, many, many other genres, from heavy metal to you name it, come from Texas. But it's a large state. It's a very conservative state for the most part. And that influences your writing, and that influences what you play and where you play. I guess I'd say Texas has influenced me, but mostly that influence has been from the other musicians that I know there and I've met and got to be friends with over the years.
If people want to know more about you or listen to more of your songs, where should they go?
BrownRandy.com. The whole world of Randy Brown is there. There's videos, music, some free downloads, blogs. I have a blog about this tour right now. It's called Out There, An Old Guy Hits the Road. And I have another blog that's been going on for several years, and it's called The B-Side of Music, and I write about the business aspects of music. And that's published in an arts newspaper in Texas, and it comes out every month. Anything you want, anything and everything you want to know, and there's places you can ask me questions or tell me to hush, whatever works.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.